In 2014, a warm water system known as the Blob wreaked havoc in the waters of the Gulf of Alaska. The relationship between extreme weather events and climate change is complicated, but scientists are getting closer to figuring out how the two are linked. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Brian Brett Schneider, an Anchorage-based climatologist, doesn't want to utter the phrase, believe in climate change, anymore. It was even one of his New Year's resolutions. Belief, he says, can be murky. It implies having faith in something you can't see.
I think accepting climate change is a much better term to use.
As in, do you accept the consensus of the scientific community that climate change is real? Still, Brett Schneider says linking human-caused warming to extreme weather events, like rising ocean temps, hurricanes, or floods, has been a work in progress. There's been a movement in the scientific community to do more attribution studies, because they can attribute the cause of these events to climate change. But the tools weren't always there.
We've been asked this for many, many years. Is this something that's climate change? And again, we've generally demurred. But now we have enough data, we have enough computing power to say, aha.
Recently, three different papers published in the Bulletin of American Meteorology had that aha moment. They were all about extreme weather events across the globe. Brett Schneider co-authored one of them. His study looked at the warm water anomaly known as the Blob. Named after the classic B-horror movie, the Blob showed up in the Gulf of Alaska around 2014, lasting close to 2 years. During that time, there were massive seabird die-offs and increased reports of paralytic shellfish poisoning. Brett Schneider says scientists knew the Blob was caused by unusual atmospheric conditions. But there was more to the story. With climate modeling, the study suggests that the Blob would not have occurred without human-induced warming.
So right now, it's an outlier in an already warmed world. In a more warmed world, it'll be a more typical condition.
Which, he says, means on the current trajectory, in 20 years or so, events like the Blob could start to become the new norm.
You know, we may end up with an ecological setting, you know, more similar to, say, the coast of California than what we are accustomed to along the coast of Alaska.
But that doesn't mean there isn't anything we can't do about it. Brett Schneider says the business-as-usual model is just one scenario. It doesn't include reducing carbon emissions. And as more scientists focus their work on climate change attribution, he says it could be beneficial for crafting environmental policy in the future. He acknowledges the relationship between scientists and lawmakers hasn't always been smooth.
The response often has been, you know, you guys are crooked, made up, making stuff up, and, you know, trying to get so I can't drive my truck.
But he's optimistic that the people in charge will come around. He says the science community is getting better at discerning the root of extreme weather events and climate change. And the facts are hard to deny. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.